Yeah, thanks, Kenny. The leading cars are all in service at the moment. They'll be heading out shortly onto the final loop of two stages to bring an end to day two of this June Donegal International Rally. Weather-wise, it's been good in the northwest today. It has been overcast, a bit warm and clammy at times, but the roads have been dry, and it's made certainly for an entertaining day's rallying. So, with 12 stages completed, we've just gone past, we've been over the halfway mark of this event. Time to take a look at how things are standing in the top placings of the International and the National. We'll begin with the International. If you have been following our coverage, of course, Manus Kelly in the last two stages has cupped the advantage of Donagh Kelly and Conor Foley at the head of the field. Kelly and Foley in that Focus WRC were leading by 21.5. It's now down to 11 seconds with two stages to go on day two of the event. So the Subaru Impreza S12B of the defending champions, Manus Kelly and Donald Byrd, certainly on a charge in the last two, but it was helped by tyre issues that Donagh Kelly says that he was experiencing. He says the tyres were knackered over the last two stages, and he was glad to get back in as far as service in Milford. That's the battle between the top two. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are having a steady run. They're quite happy with their third position and watching the fight that's going on in front of them. The Fermanagh-Donegal partnership and the former winners of this event sitting 45.5 seconds adrift of Manus Kelly and just under a minute behind the pace of Donagh Kelly at the front. There's an intense battle in the R5 category between Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble. They are set between Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble up against Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson. Fisher is in fourth position overall in the Fiesta R5, leading Class 5. He's 46 seconds down in Gary Jennings, but he's more interested in what is coming behind him. Monaghan man Sam Moffat with Carl Atkinson on board are 10.7 seconds adrift off Fisher. Moffat and Atkinson do, of course, leave the tarmac series. Josh Moffat is having problems with the Fiesta, the flat paddle shift, and also the car is missing as well. And young Josh sitting 37 seconds down on his brother Sam. Josh in sixth position. Patrick Duffy and Kevin Glynn and the Fiesta are in eighth. Then we've got Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea sitting in, sorry, Duffy in seventh, Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea in eighth. Alan Ray and Kieran McGrath continue to dominate Class 4. They sit ninth overall. And Richard Tannadell and Aileen Kinney in the Peugeot 208, they wrap up the top 10. Outside of that, we've got Callum Devine and Brian Hoy, Noble Adam leading Class 2, 11th overall. Marty Gallagher and Dino Sullivan second in that Class, 12th overall. They're 22 seconds adrift. Stuart Biggerstaff in the Impreza WRC is leading Class 7, 13th overall. Dal McCourt from County Tyrone is 14th. And then PJ McDermott is second in Class 7. Himself and Niall Burns wrap up the top 15 there in that section. Gary Cooney, who was leading Class 7 heading into the last loop, Gary has dropped some time and has moved down the order a considerable amount in the International Rally. As for the National Rally, it's been all about Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callaghan today in their Darien P90 GTR. They have an advantage of 17.1 seconds over Damien Gallagher and Mark Walsh in the Ford Escort Mark II. The man who was leading the National Rally heading into day two was Kevin Eaves with Corkman William Lynch on board. But their rally came to an abrupt end on the second stage today in Knockalla. Just after Will Hare's corner, they had a spin in their Toyota Corolla, and they ended up ditching the Corolla, and that brought a halt to the stage as well. Both Kevin and his navigator, William, took some time for Kevin, actually, to get himself out of the car. He did pick up a slight injury, but not too serious. He was able to get out of the car. Eventually, Kenny, we're still on the outskirts of Kilmacrennan for our report. Apologies about that. We dropped out. We're at the end of the Cairn Hill stage here, with the leading cars expected to come our way round about 5:30 before they go to Gartner, and then that's day two then brought to an end. But I was telling you about the national category before we cut out. We did, of course, have the early leader today, this morning, Kevin Eaves and William Lynch. Unfortunately for them, they stopped the Knockalla with a spin, ditched the Corolla, ended up bringing a halt to the stage. Their rally was coming, had come to an end. Thankfully, both the driver and the navigator were okay after that incident just at Wilhare's corner in Knockalla. But the rally leaders in the National, their event came to a very sudden stop this morning on Knockalla, that's for sure. So there was a big battle then at the front. Damien Gallagher was leading for a couple of stages, but the man on the move was the local man down in Knockalla, Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callaghan, and their Darien T90 GTR. Blustering times for them in that diet, by God, it's quick on the big open road. Not so much the tight stuff, but it really, really does punish the other crews when they've got fast open roads. They lead in the national category heading in to Special Stage 13 by 17.1 seconds from the escort of Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh. Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy are up to third in the Tour started after the last loop. They sit 32.5 behind Damien Gallagher, but the started is just 0.5, that's half a second ahead of Gary McPhillips and James McNulty in a Mark II escort. There's going to be a big ding-dong between these two over the next loop to see who's going to be third at the end of the day. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty going well, fifth overall in the National, and they sit second in Class 14, which has been led by McPhillips. Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan are sixth overall, third in Class 14 in another escort, and they currently trail Ryan Loughran by 22.8 seconds. Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill, well, they broke away the last time in Cairnhill, but they managed to get it changed, and they sit seventh overall in the National, 9.2 seconds down on Pringle. Vivian Hamilton in the escort is in eighth, Frank Kelly is in ninth, and then Barry McLaughlin's going well, the Glenman inside the top 10 in the Mark 2. That's how things are standing there at the moment in the top 10 in the National Rally. I'm just realising that Hamill, who is 8th overall, is just 0.6 of a second behind the pace of Adrian Hetherington in 7th. Nothing in it there either. Outside of the top 10 in the National, Damien Toner in the escort is 11th. John Bonner is 12th. Peter Wilson is 13th. Cormac Phelan, 14th. Columba Hena still going in 15th position. Willie McFadden is 17th. Paul Purtle, 18th. Martin McGee, 19th. And Tommy O'Connell wraps up the top 20 in the National side of this Donegal Rally for 2017. It's been an entertaining and enthralling and an exciting day on day two so far, but I'm sure there's more to come with two more stages to wrap up this big day in the Donegal Rally. They're due here at the end of Cairnhill around about 5:30, and then they leave to go to Gartan, where they're expected on Gartan Lake just after 6 o'clock, and that will bring an end to day two. Many thanks, of course, to Pulse Venue in Letterkenny for their continued sponsorship of our rally coverage for this year, and to Inishowen Motors as well for keeping us out and about in the Kia Sportage. Chris Ashmore is, of course, down at service. We heard Chris speaking to the leading contenders in both the International and the National a short time ago live on Saturday Sport. He's been speaking to a whole host of locals as well, so Chris will be continuing to feed material in before we go off air at 6 o'clock. And we'll also be in Timmy and Tommy's program coming up after 6 with another update from the end of day 2 here at the Jill Donegal International Rally. So there'll be more on the way for you shortly, Kenny. Keep pace with the lead.